Did the dogs bite you?
Oh, all over the place. Punctured me. Those were all dog bites on my legs.
A sudden, gruesome attack.
The dogs jumped out of the car.
Because
chasing
she provoked
her.
The dogs.
She provoked the dogs.
Was her bark worse than their bite?
How many times has the dog bitten before?
He's never actually bitten anyone.
The dogs hurt her.
The dogs not hurt only... her because she attacked them verbally.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Nancy Duker is suing dog owner Carrie Mack for injuries received when Carrie's dogs attacked her.
Order. All rise. It's case number 353 on the calendar in the matter of Duker versus Mack. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Duker, it is your claim that the defendant's dogs attacked you.
Yes.
And you were injured. I'm not exactly sure what the defense is. She's going to tell me that you started it. Where did this happen?
This happened on Coast Highway, and I have a picture of the whole scene.
Just tell me.
Certainly, ma'am.
It happened on Coast Highway.
In Laguna Beach, downtown Laguna.
When?
On May 14th of this year, 2013.
What time of the day?
About 12:20, 12:30.
Had you ever seen the defendant's dogs before?
No.
What were you doing?
I was walking to my home on Coast Highway. I was passing her home, and there was a parked car there.
Was it your car?
No, it was not my car.
Whose car was it?
It was Kendra's car, my witness.
And your dogs were in the car?
Yes, they were.
Where were you?
I was inside my home. I had just had neck surgery, so I was still recovering.
So you were not outside?
No, I came out after the incident had happened.
So you were not a witness? You were?
Yes.
Okay, just stand up, please. Okay, so tell me what happened.
So as walking? I passed the car, I heard this really loud barking, and I looked over my shoulder, and I said, oh my God, or my gosh. And I noticed these two dogs are coming out of the back window of the car. There were two very large black dogs exiting the car. So I started running, and they jumped me onto my back and pushed me down on the sidewalk on my face.
Okay, the dogs got out of the car how?
They jumped out of the back seat passenger window. The window was half down, and they're large dogs that got through that window.
They jumped out the window of the car.
Correct, ma'am.
Where was this lady?
She was sitting in the front driver's seat.
Do you have photographs of your injuries?
Yes,
and a medical
I certainly
report?
Do. And
I'd like to see it, please.
This is shows even where the scenes are, where her house is. Okay. And those are the photographs.
Medical report?
Well, there's many, many doctor bills, but this was the initial one. I have insurance, but the total cost was $28,000.
I'd like to see the initial visit. And the photographs, please.
There you go.
Did the dogs bite you?
Oh, all over the place. Punctured me. Those are all dog bites on my legs. And
is that what that is? I didn't.
Yes.
Initially, I thought they were scrapes, but then it looks...
Your Honor?
Just a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Each one is a different bite.
What kind of dogs were these?
One is a Whippet mix, and the other is a Boxer Lab.
What were you doing with the dogs in your car?
As Carrie said previously, she had just had neck surgery. And so during her convalescence, I was taking the dogs out during the day since she couldn't take them out on walks.
So you'd been helping her out?
Yes. And we were
doing in the car?
Oh, I'm sorry. We were just coming back from a dog walk. I had taken them to the park.
Okay. Let me hear you.
Okay.
Come, speak up.
Sorry. Okay. So what happened was we had just come back from the park, and I was parking right in front of Carrie's house. And this woman approaches my car because I think the dogs did start barking first. But she
So the dog started to bark.
And she approaches my car, and the Boxer Lab mix was in the front seat, and the Whippet was in the back seat. The windows of the back seat were all the way down, and in the front seat it was only a little bit down. But she starts yelling at me.
Just a second.
Oh, sorry.
She approached the... Don't open your eyes wide. It doesn't work with me.
Oh.
The dog started to bark, and she approached your car.
Yes.
The passenger side of the car or the driver's side of the car?
Passenger
side of the car, because the window was down a little bit?
The window was down a little bit.
And what did she say when she approached the car?
She asked me if I lived there.
And you said?
That no, I do not.
And she said?
She asked if they were my dogs, and I said no, that they were not. She told me that they were bad dogs, that she did not like these dogs, that they were mean dogs. She said that they were vicious dogs. She said, well, a lot of unpleasant words, and I did not understand why she was yelling at me about these dogs that I explained were not mine.
And?
I told her I was sorry she felt that way, that I didn't understand what she wanted from the exchange.
And?
And then she started to walk away, and then she came back to my car and started yelling again.
And?
And then what happened, I'm sorry. And then what happened was that, like, she kept yelling, and then the dogs did jump out of the back window. She fell into a planter.
Just a second. So you're... They are having conversations with her, but she's near the passenger side of the car because she's now walked back to you, according to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the dogs jumped out of the car. Well, if they jumped out of the car and she's at the passenger side of the car,
right,
and they jumped out of the passenger window, rear, according to you, mm-hmm, passenger window, then they would have jumped right on her chest.
No, because she was closer to the front of the car.
And?
And the dogs jumped out of the back window.
She said she was running, the dogs jumped out of the car and she was running away and they attacked her. She's certainly bitten all over her body.
I believe of the majority of those, like you said, that they looked like scrapes. They were scrapes.
She's
did fall
bitten,
into a planter.
I have the records here.
Okay.
She's, what do you mean, okay? Is there something wrong with you?
No.
I think some of her injuries were as a result of her fall into the planter. It's a brick planter with, I believe, cactus is where she fell into.
So what?
I'm just saying that.
Who cares? If she fell into a planter, she fell into a planter because your dogs jumped out of the car.
Because she provoked
her.
The dogs.
She provoked the dogs. You're as brilliant as she is. Stop it.
You're
acting like a fool.
I'm sorry.
I'm just telling you, you're acting like a fool. I feel sorry for you that you were attacked by the dogs. But you're acting like a fool. She has to take responsibility for that. And this is a person that the dog's owner entrusted the dogs with. She has a responsibility to have the dogs under her control at all times, even when she's around somebody who may be acting erratically. Then you close the window. That's what you do. You close the window, you have the dogs leashed, you have to be in control of the dogs. Listen, I don't know what this is that you handed me. But I'm going to tell you that it says patient's instructions, stop smoking.
That's Kaiser
I'm
Permanente.
I'm just telling you that that's what
that's
it says.
That's the incorrect.
May I please have the first, listen to me, stop acting nutty. I need from you, did you go to the doctor the same day as the incident?
I was in the hospital that day.
Good. That's what I want. The emergency room report that says that you had dog bites and or stitches and or something.
Yes.
This tells me nothing unless I can't read.
You're right here, ma'am.
Great. Thank you. Okay. There you go. That's a diagnosis of a dog bite. Do you have any reports from animal control?
Yes, I do.
May I see it, please? How long have you had Rufus?
About 2 to 3 years.
How long have you had Rufus? 2 years or 3 years?
2.5.
And where did you get him from?
I got him from Kendra.
And how long had you had him?
About 1.5 years.
How many times has the dog bitten before?
This was the first time?
No, it's not true.
To where he actually broke someone's skin.
How many times has the dog bitten before?
He's never actually bitten anyone.
When I owned him, he had never bitten anyone.
I'll be quiet.
Sorry.
Animal control contacted you by phone regarding the dog versus dog incident because your dog bit another dog. Mac told me she adopted Rufus from Kent when Kent moved out of the country for a while. Since that time, and in an effort to prevent this type of incident from occurring, Mac has been attempting to find a new home for Rufus and has also tried to relinquish Rufus to animal shelters and rescue groups. No one will take him.
That was taken out of context. I did try to find a new home for Rufus. I did try to relinquish him
you
to animal shelters because
that,
I was considering moving out of state.
Were you ever advised that there's a restaurant close to where you live? Were you ever advised that your dog attacked, broke skin or not, anyone at the restaurant?
He ran up to the restaurant. I wouldn't call it attacked.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I also have an audio tape that disputes the testimony that the plaintiff provided earlier today in court.
I would love to hear it.
And later today...
Bert, would you take possession of that vampire costume, please, and put it right over here?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nancy Duker says, dog owner Carrie Mack owes for injuries received when Carrie's dogs attacked her. Carrie claims Nancy instigated the attack.
Now, this dog has clearly demonstrated in the past aggressive tendencies.
If the plaintiff hadn't verbally attacked Kendra.
I'm speaking, not you. Because the only reason that one would get agitated at you is because you fail to take responsibility. When your dogs attack someone, what you're supposed to do is take responsibility. You're not supposed to listen to a high-pitched voice and big round eyes, because she knows what happened, and she knows that this dog in particular has been aggressive not to one person at the restaurant, but to two.
Well, plaintiff is not being truthful in her account of the events.
No, listen to me. I'm reading the
report. Have an audio tape that disputes the testimony that the plaintiff provided earlier today in court.
Well, tell me where you got that testimony from.
The audio I obtained from the Laguna Beach Police Department. It's an audio recording of the plaintiff's contact with the police officers at the time of the scene.
I would love to hear it. What does she want me to hear?
Essentially, she claims to the police
that... Not essentially. What words did you want me to hear?
That she told the police that she could not see the dogs in the car at all until they jumped out and attacked her because there were black dogs in a black car. Her testimony earlier today was that when she walked by, the dogs started barking. What she's not saying is that she stopped and started yelling at Kendra through the window and provoked the dogs.
I want you to be quiet, because what you're telling me is made up from whole cloth in your head, because you weren't there.
Kendra was there.
Now listen to me. You weren't there. I can evaluate what she says to me, because that's where you're getting it from. Your friend told you what happened. You can't tell me what happened as if it was the truth, because you don't know. What you just said to me was a fairy tale. Rufus has been aggressive that you knew of on at least three occasions prior to this incident. Two with human beings, and once with another dog. So you were aware, so was she, of the dog's prior aggressive tendencies. That makes it worse, because that makes her more responsible for keeping the dogs in tow, for keeping the dogs well-leashed, for keeping the dogs well-restrained and under her control, especially since she owned this dog before. Put your hand down. Do I look as if I need your help? That's what I'm telling you.
If she had just been walking down the sidewalk, the dogs never would have jumped out of the car and attacked her.
Madam, I have to tell you, you are so wrong to suggest to me that you do not bear full responsibility for this attack because you were aware of the dog's aggressive tendencies. You allowed her to take control of the dogs. Now, you actually do not have direct control of these animals when they're in her care, but you're their owner. Close your mouth, and I don't want to hear your high voice again. You didn't take care of the dogs, and the dogs hurt her.
The dogs hurt her because she attacked them verbally.
Oh, you're a moron. You're a moron. There is something actually wrong with you. You're a moron.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
This is sort of a first for me. How much did you pay, Mr. Myers?
I paid $200 because it came with an 8-foot coffin.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nancy Duker says dog owner Carrie Mack owes for injuries received when Carrie's dogs attacked her. Carrie claims Nancy instigated the attack.
Do you still have the dogs?
I do.
Great. So right now I'm telling you this. 10 million people know that these are aggressive dogs. And if you allow this dog to bite another person, they're going to take everything that you own. They should, because 10 million people are going to watch this and they're going to say, you know that dog, Rufus? I saw the owner there who said she was yelling at the dog, so they had a right to jump out of the car and to chase her and
when
bite her.
When a stranger
her,
sticks their head inside of an open window and continues to
judgment
yell
for the
and
plaintiff in the amount of $5,000, you're a fool. That's all. Step out.
How's that excuse, Mr.
My dogs are not vicious dogs. They are not aggressive. They do not have a history of attacking people. And in fact, it was the plaintiff who provoked the dogs and caused them to jump out of the car and attack her.
They're large black dogs. I would certainly not be running back to a car towards them provoking dogs. I mean, I was terrified of them. I was trying to get away from them.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Myers versus Mariani. Step forward.
Joseph Myers is suing former friend, showgirl, Zuma Mariani for the return of a vampire costume and travel expenses.
All right, well, this is sort of a first for me. Mr. Myers, how do you know the defendant?
I work with traveling features like showgirls, and I met her at a pageant 2 years ago.
What kind of pageant?
Showgirl pageants.
What kind of shows?
Like Las Vegas showgirl style.
And is that your business?
I help them. I go on the road part-time, correct.
What does that mean?
I'm an assistant. I help choreograph shows. I help with the costumes, the music. I build props. I drive. I provide security.
Okay. And that's how you met her. And it is your claim that at some point she wanted to be in some sort of a contest.
It was World's Pageant.
World's Pageant for what?
For Entertainer of the Year, Showgirl of the Year, different titles and credits that you could take with you on the road to get booked and be a feature entertainer for around the United States.
Mm-hmm. In any event, I assume that as the costume in question, you had a costume that you, according to you, loaned to Miss Mariani for the purpose of the pageant. It was something that you own.
Correct. Yes, Your Honor.
It's your claim that it was just on loan to her.
Correct.
And that she also asked you to accompany her on this trip that she had to take in order to be in the contest. And it says that the costume was a gift and that there was no discussion of any transportation or any other expenses that were going to be reimbursed to you. Tell me the circumstances, Miss Mariani, when Mr. Myers gave you the costume.
When he gave me the costume, he had came to my house. He had messaged me through Facebook, via Facebook. I met him in 2011. He was selling shoes.
Listen to me.
At the time.
I don't care.
Understand.
I just want you to tell me how it came about that he gave you the costume.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Tell me the circumstances, Miss Mariani, when Mr. Myers gave you the costume.
Because his
name...
His business was going down the drain.
Yes.
His name was no longer good in my worlds of pageants that I am so working so hard to accomplish.
Listen, this is not an advertisement for you.
Yes.
Just tell me how it came about that he gave you the costume.
He said that he wanted me to wear his costume to help him bring his name back out into the pageant world.
Did you make that costume?
No, I purchased the costume.
Just a second. So the answer is no. So anybody can purchase the costume. So why does one thing have to do with getting his name back out in the business is something I don't understand. In any event, Bert, would you take possession of that vampire costume, please, and put it right over here? How much did you pay for the costume, Mr. Myers?
I paid $700 and $200 to go to West Virginia because it came with an 8-foot coffin. So I had to go to West Virginia to pick it up.
I don't care. You're going to get the costume back.
Okay.
Now you want to tell me about the expenses that you claim she owes you?
I live in Ohio, 450 miles from Davenport, Iowa, where she lives. I had to go back to Iowa twice, one time to file fall claims and the other time to go to a mediation. It cost me $200 round trip.
For what?
For the costume.
Oh, well, now you're getting it back. What else?
That's where the $400 came about.
Is that what we're talking about?
Correct.
Great. You have your costume back. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't hate her. I just try to be friends with her and see what happens. Because I'll probably run into her down the road.
I'm happy, and I'm still going to be a showgirl, and I'm still going to continue to do what I love to do.